welcome to another episode of Cubs on Tap. I am Joey Ricotta. This is Tyler Edmonds, Teddy Freddy 270. You can follow him there on X. And we have a weirdo with us. An invader, actually. Not a weirdo. I mean, he can be kind of a weirdo. But I don't know. I guess he should just introduce himself. Who the heck are you, and what are you doing on our show invading like this?
What do you mean, what am I doing on your show, Joey? A weirdo? Like, I feel very disrespected, you know? We just talked on the phone for about an hour and a half, and I'm very disrespected.
I apologize. He is Tony Marchese. You can follow him at Tony on Tap. He just told me he was just going to be on the background and wasn't going to say much, but he was going to chime in with like weird Cubs questions and Sox questions. And we are here to discuss, and this is like 2.5 hours overdue because we've been talking, the three of us, for, I don't know, feels like 2.5 hours now at this point. But we are here to discuss, we might talk a little Sox, so if you don't want to talk Sox, then just hop off now. But we are definitely going to talk about the Cubs and Red Sox series, which the Cubs dropped 2-3. First game went well, took care of that game pretty nicely. The second game got very much out of hand, 17-0 final in that one, where position players wound up pitching, and the score got a little bit worse than what it actually was. But still definitely a blowout there. And then Sunday Night Baseball rolled around, and you thought, well, all right, let's just take 2-3 and all is forgiven. And that didn't quite happen, even though they were hanging around. And Mike Tauchman wound up launching a 3-run shot to tie it late. But then there was a little bit of a miscue there in the outfield. So before we get into the wackiness of this show, Tyler, how the heck are you doing, my friend? And what are your initial thoughts on the Cubs-Red Sox series at Fenway?
Man, I'm good, man. The whole thing about this weekend is health. Health is huge. Health is big. It's nice when you have it. Yeah, man, Friday, so freaking excited. Shota Imanaga just continued to show why he is him. He is him, guys. He is him. And the dude has proven that he's just been a steal this offseason. Maybe arguably the best deal of the offseason so far, Shota Imanaga. 6 1/3, I believe 7 strikeouts and 1 earned run, and now his ERA. It's crazy to think that you give up 1 run in an outing and your ERA goes up to, like, I think, what, 0.98? Pretty freaking good. The offense was great. So, yeah, I was excited after Friday thinking, man, all right, this pretty nice. And then Saturday, you just get punched in the freaking nuts. What was that, a 17-0 just slaughterhouse? Didn't really like that. I mean, Matt Mervis made his pitching debut Saturday, so that was kind of cool. I mean, he only gave up 6 runs, and, you know, Patrick Wisdom kind of stepped in there too. And then tonight, man, tonight, honestly, Wes Neske was put in a bad spot, tough spot. Dude has been used to throwing out of the bullpen, throws well. Everybody thinks the game is just dead and over and done. And then what, late in the game, Mike Tauchman hits a freaking RKO out of nowhere, hits the freaking Red Sox and their fan base with an RKO, makes it a game. And yeah, here at the end, just couldn't really finish it out. Mark Leiter Jr. kind of put everybody in a tough situation. And next thing you know,
next thing you know, it was over.
Lose a series. Yeah. Health is nice. Health is nice.
Rough scene for you guys.
Yeah. Not the best way to end this series that we, for a minute, we got a little excited there. I mean, talk dirty to me. Talk that shit. Talk that talk. Mike Tauchman out of nowhere, like you said, Tyler, with the RKO to center field, pretty deep out there. And then, I mean, like you said, Hayden Wesneski was actually throwing the ball pretty good. I think he got some tough luck. I mean, that ball that hit the bag there led to it just weird stuff was happening.
And real quick, I know Saturday sucked, but even Ben Brown wasn't that terrible, wasn't that bad. I think he only gave up 3 runs in what, I mean, I get it. It was less than 4 innings, but I mean, he's another guy, and you can kind of put him in that same boat with Wesneski that just kind of got put in a tough situation. I mean, he's used to starting games where he was in AAA, and now as we've seen, he's kind of make spot. He's made spot starts here and there, and it's hard. It's hard to ask guys like Wesneski and Ben Brown. You know, it's hard for those kind of guys to get comfortable with their role when their role so far in this young season has been changed several, you know, just a couple of times. And I get it. I get it.
Great point.
It's all because guys are hurt right now. So again, it just sucks that everybody's out right now.
Yeah.
Tyler, Joey, I have to ask you this question. I understand that I am a very far away from what's going on with the Chicago Cubs as a Chicago White Sox fan. But Tyler, you brought up something about Shota and and the fact that he's performed every single time he's been given the mound so far in Chicago Cubs uniform. What does that mean to you guys? Where are you and Joey at with Shota and his turn in the rotation? As a bystander, I will ask you guys this. You've got Kyle Hendricks, and I've seen you guys talk about, you know, is this his last turn in the rotation every single time he takes the mound for the past, I think it's three starts. You know, like that's got to be something that you guys are thinking about. And then you've got a guy like Shota on the mound. Is he your future number one?
It's a good question. I think, Tony, you're in luck here, or we're in luck, because Kyle Hendricks recently was just added to the injured list with the phantom back strain. Was that what it was? I don't know. They didn't actually call it that. I think it was a back strain, if I'm not mistaken, was what his, like...
The phantom part is what you're... Like, that's where this organization is with Kyle Hendricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
No, it's interesting. I mean, I guess it all depends on, to be honest, I think it all depends on just when Justin Steele comes back, as far as how does he respond from last year's performance. I mean, for the most part of last season, he was arguably like a top three Cy Young candidate. I know, like, close to the end of the season, he kind of had a couple starts that got him out of that. But I think if he bounces back, which I think he's coming back in, I think, 2 weeks. I want to say they talked yesterday about him making a AAA start this week and then probably next week. So, I don't know. I think it just all depends on how Steele does when he comes back. And at that same time, I don't know. I think kind of like a 1B or a 180 to your question would be, do you put them two back-to-back in the rotation when they're both healthy? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I feel like I'm to the point too, Tyler, where it's like Shota is stepping up as that ace while Steele is gone. But it's like, to me, and I know they're lefty-lefty and they throw so similar, which you can make the case of like them not getting back-to-back, which during the regular season, that's perfectly fine too. And even in the playoffs, like matching one of those up 1-3 and taking the first start at home or first road start, however that lines up, if they make the playoffs, of course. I mean, I know we're putting the cart before, or the, what do you call it, the cart before the wagon, or that's not even the actual saying for that, but I'm just making up sayings here. The cart before the horse. Thank you. we don't actually master these sayings. I just don't look at that stuff. But what I do look at is how these pitchers are pitching, and I feel like Shota, dude, like I'm to the point, I think I made the acronym the other day in our group chat, Tyler, like, should he open up the All-Star game? That stands for Shota to me. And like, he's pitched well enough, and I know it's just April, but like, if he keeps this up, like if you have two aces in your rotation, they're both lefties, like I love it. I mean, that's fine with me. Whoever's one, whoever's two, like Steele has proven it over time. I feel like at this point where he's your number one that you feel good about, but how will he respond coming off the injury immediately? Like maybe it takes him a few starts to kind of get back in the groove of things, and almost like an extended spring training in a way, because that was his very first start of the season when he got hurt. So I'm looking at it now, and just if you could keep stacking these good rotation starts, I mean, like you said, Wesneski was good tonight. Brown was pretty decent the other night. The one thing that sucked, and what you were talking about being put in these weird positions, was, you know, we had to watch another guy go on the IL in Jordan Wicks just before the game today, or earlier this afternoon or morning. And Wicks, he looked really good his last start, man. I sat on the show with Juice, and one of the things I talked about was just how good he looked from an efficiency standpoint. Like, he was making early contact or getting those guys to swing out in front, and it was leading to a deeper outing. You know, that was the first time he made it, even completed five innings this year, and he actually went six and got himself a quality start and pitched a hell of a game. And I thought maybe he could build on that. So it's really tough to see him kind of go down. But, you know, Scott's right here kind of lining up the way the rotation is. And it looks good, man. Steele, Horton, who's not even, you know, he's not there yet, obviously, but the top pitching prospect in the system. Shota, Javier Assad, who's been downright nasty. Ben Brown, he says that'll be the All-Star game, or the rotation before the All-Star break. And maybe he's right. I don't know what the rotation pans out to be, but you still have Tyon in there who pitched well.
Tyon's pitched well his first two starts. To be honest, I know everybody's talking a lot about Ben Brown being a starter. Who knows? Maybe he's a guy that takes a Hayden Wesneski route and turns into a quality arm out of the bullpen because he's got that two-pitch mix. I know Justin Steele mainly just throws two different pitches, but I don't know. Maybe Ben Brown, and not to say that he can't be a starter, but maybe he's a guy. Maybe he's almost like the Javier Assad of last season, where Javi, you know, he pitched a lot out of the bullpen, but then he also turned around and, you know, made a couple spot starts when he needed to. So when this team's healthy, which is, you know, the story of this weekend, the story of last series. When this team's healthy, especially the pitching staff, I think they're going to have a lot of options. They're going to have a lot of problems isn't the right word, but just a lot of people to put in only, you know, X amount of spots. And it's a good problem to have. So hopefully all these guys come back very soon. Like you said, Jordan Wicks coming out earlier today. The only thing about Wicks is it's always scary when you hear forearm strain or forearm soreness. I don't care, like, it may be minor. I know, like he said, I think Wicks even said it earlier today, it's just a minor issue. It doesn't matter. Anytime you hear forearm strain, it's just like, oh, crap, you know. So hopefully it's nothing. But, yeah, once these guys get healthy, like Scott said here, and everybody's going to talk about it. You know, everybody's going to start penciling in the rotations throughout the middle, you know, by the middle of the season. Go ahead. I mean, that's just a good – I don't want to say problem, but it's a good issue to have, I guess.
No doubt.
Speaking as a White Sox fan to you guys, it can always get worse.
Yeah.
You guys did sweep the Rays, though, for what it's worth this week.
I know we swept the Rays, but I'm listening to this conversation, and the first thing that comes to mind is 2019, 2020 White Sox, like, you have this pipeline. These guys are coming up. Here's their flaws. You want to immediately make some sort of rational thought process around why they're not performing as to what you are expecting them to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And plus, like, projecting
an injury standpoint, though, as Tyler was talking about, it's like it's going to take some time to heal from that.
Yeah.
It's really going to take some time, guys.
I want to pull up something real quick, too, while we got Tony here. Scott from Iowa, Joey Tyler, how bad would a Cubs season have to be for you to jump on a Sox on Tap episode? That's a good question, Tyler. How bad would it have to be?
That's an incredible question from Scott, by the way.
Did Tyler freeze? Tyler might have left us. Okay, I'll answer the question.
Yeah.
We would have to have what happened at the deadline when all the core was traded away happen again, except it would have to come before, like, all their time seemed to be kind of towards the end as well. Like, we're talking, like, next season or the year after, and then I'd probably hop on a show. But you know what? You never know what's going to happen. Like, I'd probably hop on, especially if it's just, you know, we're just shooting the shit and doing, like, actually, I think me and you did a Crosstown. It was like a preview show last year, right? It was
We did do like one Crosstown on Tap. I've always thought of trying to figure out a way that we can do a more baseball show, right, Joey, from On Tap Sportsnet. We're still trying to get there, but haven't made it there yet. But I will say this. You brought up what would it take for you to get someone to go on, Sox on Tap. But there was a time during when the Cubs were trading away their core of star players, and we were trying to form On Tap Sportsnet. And I've done a couple of Cubs on Tap episodes. This is not my first rodeo on Tap show.
No, that's true. That's very true. And it's not like you were just actually on the show tonight because the White Sox suck. Like, we were talking about this pre-show about how you guys are still grinding it out and doing the shows over there at Sox on Tap, regardless of how the team is doing. So, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, you guys are putting in the work, and I got to tell you, dude, I respect it to the most amount that you could probably respect that, because, like, I remember going through those pains of, like, how are we going to talk about this team again? I just want to fast forward to the offseason and what can they do? And, like, what are we doing in the MLB draft? And, like, you know, what prospects can we acquire from trading away this veteran and, like, stuff like that? And it's like you're just going through the motions and you want to watch baseball, entertaining baseball. But, like, where is it coming from? You know, fortunately, here at Cubs on Tap this year, and I say this year because you never know how a season's going to play out. Even if you come into it with, like, and hello, Tyler,
hey,
welcome back. Even if you come into a season, like, feeling good about it, right? We were feeling good about this season, but we really didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I can look at the standings right now and tell you, like, let's look at some of the other teams around the league real quick, since this is technically.
You don't have to look at the standings to know the White Sox are fucked.
But, you know, it's a Sunday fun day show, and, like, we kind of go, like, league-wide a little bit sometimes. Like, look at the Royals, man. Like, who would have thought the Royals would be 500 at this point? Like, I know it's the same division as you guys, but, like, there are some surprises every year. And, like, teams that are doing bad, the Houston Astros, right? The Astros have what's their record at this point? 9-19? Like, who would have thought the Astros would be that bad? So, like, you go into a year, and even if you look at it and that looks like a shitty product that's going to be out on the field, you don't know until they actually hit the field. And so I'll just say this, like, no matter how doom and gloom it looks for the Sox at this point, who knows, man? Next year could be totally different. You guys come out to, like, a 10-game over 500 in April, you know, you never know.
No, you don't. But, like, I don't want to hear that from you, Joey. Like,
all right, I won't be positive. I'm sorry.
You know, like, we've got to uphold these standards. I know this is going to get posted to the Cubs on Tap podcast show.
Okay, well, fuck the White Sox then, Tony. What do you want me to say?
You can't have me on here, like, agreeing with anything you say. Like, that's...
Well, that's fuck the White Sox, Tony. I don't... No.
Like, yeah, that's what I want to hear from you.
Like, you know, I'm trying to be positive for you because I can see how.
Don't try and
basically, like, Joey, stop being nice about. Don't
give me any solace in this.
I won't sugarcoat
just
it anymore.
Just hit him with it hard. Just stab him. You know, the Sox fan is down. He wants you to kick him in the mud right now.
I feel like that's why he came on here, Tyler. He came on here because he wanted somebody to put him out of his freaking misery. Is that what this is, Tony? Yeah,
come out. I feel like Tyler's the one to do it. He's down there.
Do it, Tyler. Do it.
Tyler can put the Sox fan out of his misery. You're the one down there on the farm in Kentucky.
The old Yeller treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take them out back. All right. So let's get back on track just a little bit here. All right. Stolen
from Reason. You're not even giving the opportunity to do so?
Oh, well, go ahead, Tyler.
That's very cruel.
Tyler, what are you going to use? What kind of weapon?
Oh, man. I don't want to, like, this isn't going to, like, get us canceled, is it?
No. Technically, he is your boss, too.
I mean, you know, if I was like, okay, that. Like, if I, okay, so Old Yeller, like, if I had to do, which, if you haven't seen that movie, do yourself a favor and go watch it. But if I had to do what that kid did to his dog, if I had to give someone the Old Yeller treatment, it'd have to be something that was going to be quick, man. Cause I just, yeah. Kind of off topic, but not really, since we're talking about, you know, the Old Yeller treatment. I had to do that to, like, my parents' dog one time. And I'm going to be honest. Man, it was rough. I'm going to be honest, it was rough.
Dude, that's got to be the worst freaking thing that a human ever would have to do. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I thought it was bad.
But this is supposed to be fun. Now I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get back on track for real.
On track.
All right, so Stole It Breezing here in the comments. Tough game tonight, but getting a few guys back soon, bats will heat up. I completely agree, man. I think, you know, the bats really have carried this team, like, at times, and they are one of the top run-scoring offenses. If you look at the stats, at least coming into the series, I was looking at it, I believe, on Friday. Mm-hmm. One of the top run-scoring units in the entire majors, like top five in a lot of the categories, at least for runs scored. So I think the bats will heat up, but that, like, a lot of that comes down to Belly and Saya being out now, right?
Here's the thing. I get it. Those guys are out. Morrell, in my opinion, I feel like Morrell's not 100%. If you watched him these last few games, if you watched him like the past 2 weeks, you could just tell, like, he's not 100%. He's not. I'm looking right now with those guys out. You know what one guy I'm looking at right now? Ian Happ. That's the guy that's got to step up. That's the guy. I get it.
And he might not be fully healthy either. It's weird.
Guys, now to ask you this question. Where's Nico Horner?
Horner's been hitting, man.
Yeah, Horner's been hot.
Horner's been red hot.
I get it. He didn't have, like, the best series.
Why in my fantasy league is he just absolute dog shit? Is it total?
Because of the steals.
Does he have one stolen base right now?
He had one. He got his first steal, like, this week, I think. It was, like, his first steal of the season. And last year, he had over 40 steals. So, he has not been on at points where it's been, opportunity to steal. But also, I feel like he just hasn't been stealing nearly as much with the opportunities, too, that he can. And I think he's going to get going. I know.
Especially when... Again, when Saya and Belly come back into the lineup, when he has those guys hitting behind him, I think he's going to have more opportunities to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But
back to Happ. I'm looking at Happ right now. I get it. He's not your typical three-hole hitter, but he's the guy you've got to look at and be like, hey, you're one of the leaders on this team. You're one of those guys that you've got to step up in this situation, in these situations when you've got Saya and Belly out. The guy the past eight games has one extra base hit, zero RBIs.
Yep.
You can't have that right now. Not especially with what the lineup looks like right now. Mike Tauchman, on the other hand, that dude, man, especially tonight. And then what was it? Was it Friday night? He worked two good at bats and got, like, he drew two walks, but, like, they were two big walks in situations that were needed. Am I wrong on that? Was it Friday?
I think it was Friday. You know what, though? That's what Tauchman does, man.
It's exactly what he does. And Ian Happ. Yeah. So I'm looking at a guy like Ian Happ, and I'm saying, hey, you know, I get it. You're not that guy that hits 300 and hits 30 home runs, but you know what? I need you to step up right now. And so I don't know. Maybe things turn around starting this week. Who knows? But something's got to pick up at that spot.
I hope so, dude. Happ only has one home run this year, and I know he's not, like, a big home run hitter, and usually he'll get hotter in the second half. I feel like if I'm you know, without looking at numbers right now, he feels like more of a second half kind of hitter more times than not, which seemed to be the case with some of these other guys last year too, right? You look at Belly, he started to get hot after he came back from injury. Saya got hot in the second half. Like maybe like a lot of these bats are just second half or, you know, once they get going type of bats. And that's what I'm hoping for. And imagine though, Tyler, if that is the case, and I know that's a lot of like, what if, you know, oh, yeah, and or buts, but if that's the case, dude, this lineup could really click at the right time. And, you
for
know,
sure. And like this guy says here in the comments about Morel, like if, as far as if Morel was hitting, he'd be in. I don't look at Christopher Morel as a 3-hole hitter. Honestly, I don't really look at Christopher Morel as a 4-hole hitter. I think he's a guy that he hits, which he's another guy that hasn't had a home run since I believe April 9th. I believe he's a guy that hits better when he has all these other guys that are healthy, eventually, hopefully, that are hitting in the lineup as well. I think he hits better with those guys protecting him. I don't think he's your typical 3-hole guy. And to be honest, like I said, I don't even know if he's your typical 4-hole guy. He's a guy that can hit you 30 home runs, but I think those 30 home runs come when he's a little not to throw shade at him or anything, but when he's a little more protected than what he is right now.
Hey guys, I've got to ask you this one, but, and this might sound naive, I'm not on this show. Give me your lineup 1 through 9 with the Cubs right now. Like if you were Craig Counsell, 1 through 9, what would you want riding out there in a must win game?
That's so tough without these guys that are healthy. Like you know, nobody healthy,
assume,
right?
Assume that everyone's healthy.
Oh, assume everyone's healthy, like Belly and Saya?
Yeah, assume that everyone's healthy. I want your 1 through 9.
Oh, then you got to talk about who you send it down to the minors, though, with PCA's kind of hot start. Tyler, exactly. I'll let you go That's first.
We'll go to Tyler first. Joey, you can go too.
Who's is there a lefty or a righty on the mound?
Good question.
That's always the question. Who do you guys
stumped him? No.
Yeah, absolutely stumped me. I think the next question is like who are you guys facing? But then that opens up a bunch of other questions, and that's what I love about baseball, guys. Is that
what does he throw? What are his splits? All that stuff.
You know, I didn't really want to get into like it's so and so on the mound. You know, like who are you guys lining up against a right-hander? Let's just say right-hander because that's more probable, I guess, in a must-win game.
All right, Tyler, you or me, it doesn't matter.
I think I'm going Nico leading off. Ian Happ batting second because he's, you know, on base guy. I think Saya in the 3-hole, Cody batting cleanup, Christopher Morel batting fifth. Give me Michael Bush, Dansby. Who do I got left?
Nico, Talkman, PCA, catcher. Wait, did you already go Nico? You want Nico leading off?
Nico leading off. I don't know. Give me Bush, Dansby, and then what is that, 8 right there? And then for 9, I guess give me Yan Gomes just because he's a, you know, veteran presence.
I feel like you're missing one somewhere.
I feel like I've got 8 right there. Who am I missing?
You're missing
wait. Oh, DH. Go. I guess if Christopher Morel's at third, I mean, I've got to throw Talkman in there somewhere just because the guy's so clutch.
All right, I think that's a good way to do it.
Joey, what do you got?
Are you going Talkman in center?
Ooh.
Or no, are you going?
I guess you could go Talkman center, Belly at first, and then put Michael Bush at DH.
I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so I would switch around Nico and Talkman with the way that they've been lining up recently. And I would actually put Talkman right at the top. And I know that we usually play the game of put your best hitters towards the top and let them get the most at-bats. And Talkman's not the best hitter on this team, but he does have the best at-bats, and he draws a ton of walks, and he works counts. And you wear out that pitcher immediately in the first inning when he's up to bat. So I want Talkman at the top and flip Nico for now, but with we're talking healthy lineup. Let's put Saya back in the two hole. Let's put Belly in the three hole at first base. So Talkman in center, Belly at first. Actually, you could play around with this. I actually wouldn't mind if they tried Talkman in left, DH Hap, since he seems like he's not fully healthy with like his leg or whatever's going on. Put DH Hap for now, Belly in center, Talkman in left, Bush at first. But anyways, I was on three. 1, 2, 3, Talkman, Belly, Talkman, Saya, Belly. Four would be Michael Bush. Five would be, I think Morel is going to get hot at some point. I think Morel would be five. Six would be Dansby. Seven would be Nico. And then if you have to, like for the lefty, put him at the top of the order. Eight would be, I'm kind of in the same position you are. Who the hell am I missing? I know a catcher, like Amaya or Gomes. I don't really care like which one's in there. I think Amaya is really starting to take over the role though. So probably Amaya, at eight. And then at nine, who do we keep missing, Tyler? We're missing somebody.
Did you have Morelli? That Morel third or my, DH?
Yeah, Morel would be my third baseman. Fuck it. Put Bush at DH.
Joey, you're like lending so much credence to the argument that Sox fans will always give you guys that Cubs fans don't know what's going on.
Well, look. All right. We don't know what's going on because we don't even know who's playing right now. All these guys are hurt. Put Bush at DH, even though I like his defense at first lately, or for the most part this year. Put Belly at first. Put PCA in center. Put Talkman in left. And actually, I just fucked up because I had Hap going nowhere now. So you know what? Scratch the entire lineup. We've went too far on this ridiculous topic. Thank you for the question, Tony, because we had no idea how to answer
it's,
that.
And it's
that
just Sunday shows. Night at midnight.
Exactly. Exactly. How would – all right. Let's reverse this for a second since we do have a Sox fan on here. How would you construct – not the Cubs lineup because I know it's ridiculous to look at this point – but the White Sox current lineup with the new addition of Tommy Pham.
I would bet Tommy Pham 1 through 9.
That's the best way I think you could answer that. Yeah.
I would bet Tommy Pham 1 through 9.
Wow.
There's no one better in the White Sox lineup to handle anything than Tommy Pham at this point. I don't think anybody could disagree.
It's also sad.
It is. It's very sad. It's very sad. Very, very sad. But that's the reality that we live in right now.
Stole It Breezing says Talkman is DH if everyone is healthy. Wouldn't hate that. Also says blow up the lineup and start over. See, this is why we need a notepad so we can actually write down who the hell we're talking about. My memory doesn't work that well. Scott from Iowa says everyone healthy. Nico, Saya, Belly, Bush, kind of similar to mine, except the Talkman. They had Talkman, Morel, Amaya, Swanson, PCA.
I've got to be honest with you guys. I'm that surprised that a prized free agent signing that my ball club would never make just because of the dollar commitment in Dansby Swanson isn't considered like a top three hitter in your lineup. It's kind of wild to me.
Yes and no. I think He's just a such a well-rounded player that I don't think he's ever going to clearly be like the stand above, cut above the rest type of hitter. I like him in that 5 to 6 slot. Like if you put him in the 6 hole in a good lineup, I feel like he's a good 6 hitter or 5 hitter. Like I don't think he's the dude that you want.
You're
getting
talking to somebody that spent their lifetime's highest contract to Andrew Benintendi.
I know. Look, I get it, man. And Benintendi can't even hit a freaking cutoff, man. So like, I understand.
Like, hey guys, like where's the value there? Look at those contracts, and then hey, it's acceptable to have somebody hitting 5-6. Like that's where Benintendi's in the lineup for the Sox right now. I'm not trying to sit here and fucking compare, but I guess I am. Holy shit. If that's the money that goes to a guy that can play respectable defense.
Who, Dansby?
Yeah.
Dansby can play more than just respectable defense, though. He's the only guy. He is the only player in the last 2 seasons to both make the All-Star team and win a Gold Glove.
Tell him, Tyler. Tell him.
Nobody else.
No,
nobody else has done that.
No disrespect for Dansby Swanson. The offensive side of his game has been suspect.
It's been above average. I mean, if we're talking this season right now, it's been kind of suspect. But if we're talking career-wise, his offense is above average. I just don't
people in the comments hitting him 7 and 8.
Yeah, but that was going to be my question to you, Tony. You look at the rest.
They're 7 and 8. Whether he's hitting 7 or 8, like these past 3 seasons, he's hit 20-plus home runs. I mean, he's a slow starter. I'll get you like his April and May throughout his career has sucked. Like he's basically said his entire career, like not actually said it, but you just look at what is his baseball reference. He is a slow starter in April and May. And so everyone's like, oh man, what's this guy doing? And then he picks it up at least the past 3 years and he plays every single game. Like I think what he played 160 games. Like, what was it?
He's had a couple seasons.
Played 160 games in 21, 162 games in 22, and then 147 last year just because he got hurt a little bit. But, like, yeah, I get it. Like, he doesn't give you, like, the 30-plus bombs. But, I mean, I think Dansby's a guy that's almost underrated. But he flies under everybody's radar because, I mean, let's be honest. During that little shortstop frenzy when the four, you know, when there was him and Correa and Turner and Seager. Was it Seager? Was he the fourth one?
No, it was Bogarts.
Bogarts. Dansby was everybody's fourth pick. Dansby was everybody's last pick. And you could argue that since that offseason, he's been the best shortstop out of those four. Actually, you can't argue it. He's been the best shortstop out of those four that were on the market that were like, oh, man, like who's going to get all these four shortstops? He's been the best one out of all four of them.
It's been interesting to watch. I do agree. I think Dansby's that streaky guy, man. Like, he's just streaky. And Braves fans told me that before we even got him. They were like, hey, just watch out. Just so you know, you're going to have, like, 2 weeks, like, every so often where you hate this guy.
I saw that tweet.
For his offense, like because
I've got a coworker said the same thing to me. Said the same thing. Said you just watch out. He's going to piss you off a lot. He just kept going on and on and on about it. Like part of me was probably thinking like, yeah, this guy's probably just butthurt because Braves just lost Dansby Swanson. And you're trying to cope with it, but yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but I'm going to change the subject here. Just as we were talking about Dansby Swanson, I guess Paramount Plus thought it was a good time for them to just take out $11.99 from my account. And I just got that notification on my cell phone. So that has nothing to do with Cubs or Sox or Dansby Swanson or the lineup. But I just thought it was interesting that they decided now, out of all times, at a little after midnight, to take a little bit out of my account randomly. So there's that. Guys, I want to get a little bit back to what happened this weekend. Obviously, it's a classic. Anytime you get to go to Fenway, you get to play at that classic stadium. I know there was a lot of young kids that were excited to play over there as far as the Cubs go that have never had the chance to play. at Fenway and visit the ballpark, or even maybe even visit the ballpark themselves. I thought it was cool to get that experience. Like PCA seemed like he had a pretty damn good series. He kind of stayed hot with the double off the wall, and he, you know, he ran down, tracked down a ball in center with just using his speed that like you would not think someone's going to get to that ball. Some other things that stuck out, like Morel, and I know you were just talking about Tyler with his like slumping a little bit here, definitely might not be fully healthy, but he'd had a rough weekend even from the standpoint of just getting beat up too. The other night, you know, him and Canario collided, and then he had to actually come out of the game, but he was able to jog off on his own power. And then tonight, he fouled off a couple pitches in the same at bat off his leg or off his foot. So, I mean, I kind of feel for him in that sense, like such a tough, like going that he's having right now. And he's kind of showing some signs of snapping out of it. I just don't know. Like, I'm kind of just waiting for the bomb to drop with this guy, you know, like he's too talented. He's him and Swanson are the same type of mold that way though, where they just need to catch fire. But anything stand out to you, like with those guys or with the lineup?
Yeah, I think, well, just with Morel real quick, I think like I said earlier, once he gets that once he gets that protection in the lineup, I think you're going to see that. I think he's going to be a little more comfortable. PCA, dude had a very trying to go on with what you said about PCA earlier. That heads up bunt he had, that RBI sack bunt he had, up. I don't think anybody else, like, I don't know. I don't think anybody else in the lineup does it.
Real quick, do Cubs fans hate bunting as much as White Sox fans do?
Yeah, we hate it for most part. Most of the time.
For the most part, yeah. But, like, even in that sense, I think PCA was actually, like, trying to bunt for a hit right there. I think he was just trying to shake things. I just like the way he comes in and, like, he's almost just like – it's almost just like a bottle rocket. Like, he's just the guy that's going to – it's like, you know what I mean? Like when he gets on base, I just feel like just things are going to happen when he's in the lineup. Kind of like I kind of get a I know it's early. He hasn't played that much, especially this year. I kind of get a Javi Baez vibe about him as far as just like when he's in the lineup, whether it's in the field, you know, hitting, whatever. I just feel like something's going to happen. He just has that vibe about him.
Yeah, PCA, I think he said it was his favorite player too, right? Like watching. So he kind of like molded his game after that, after Baez a little bit. So I mean, I could see the flair, dude. He has that flair too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring this up from Scott. This is a Tony question. So Scott from Iowa says, Yoan Moncada or Dansby Swanson, who is worth $25 million a year? I think we all know the answer to this, but I'll let Tony go ahead and talk about it.
That's a really dangerous question. I would never give Yoan Moncada $25 million a year if it was my decision to do so. It's the same answer I think you guys would give. That's
thanks, Scott.
Not where I would put $25 million, I guess. Yeah.
No, and this is funny too. Well, not funny, but I'm like, please, dear God, no. Morel gives me Jose Hernandez vibes. Well, Jose Hernandez was kind of fun though. Like once in a while, he'd pop one like right down the left field line and kind of hug the foul pole. Like that's what I remember from Jose Hernandez. But he didn't have the power that Morel has. Do you see any of that though, Tyler, in his game?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like he just. Like we were talking about it before the season started about, I want to say even Ron was talking about it as far as Morel possibly hitting 40 plus home runs. I mean, he's got it in there. It's just once I just feel like a lot of it is just getting comfortable in this lineup as far as like when everybody's healthy. I think right now it's almost like he's trying to do too much. I really do. I think he's just trying to do too much. You take that mixed with, hasn't really hit the ball that great lately. So, you know, you go up there, you see the small. I mean, I feel like his batting average has gone up a little bit, which I know batting averages and everything, but like slumps are slump. Guys know when they're slumping, and it's just, I get it. It's miserable. It sucks. So I think once these guys come back, I think everything's going to change. Another thing about this series, and same guy brought it up, Luke Little didn't look so hot. I believe, what was it, five earned runs in one inning, and then he had a rough one. He gets demoted. Lovelady called up and made his debut tonight. Not bad. Gave up through one inning. Didn't give up any runs.
Whoa, what's his first name?
I know his last name's Lovelady.
What's his first name though?
Richard Lovelady.
Tony, what does that mean?
I think Dick loves Lady.
Yeah, great fucking name.
There you go.
Great fucking name.
How does that guy not have everything going for him?
He's got everything.
Like, you should have a 0.00 ERA if that's your name.
I think he does right now, right?
Yeah, he made his debut tonight.
0.00 ERA now. So yeah. he literally has everything.
Take the screenshot and just like post that from Cubs on Tap.
He gets called up, and then also who else? Daniel Palencia gets called up, and he has a good outing tonight.
Dude, he was throwing smoke tonight too. I mean, two innings, three strikeouts.
Didn't look like the Palencia that we saw earlier this year. So hey, maybe something's clicked. Maybe, who knows? Maybe sometimes just getting sent back down to AAA. Who knows? Maybe they figured something else out down there, and maybe he's hopefully back up for good now, and hopefully Luke Little can do the same thing. Hopefully, because I get it. What was it, Saturday? Hey
guys, should we send Kyle down to AAA?
Kyle
on a Cubs on Juice.
Oh,
he could probably just open up his back door and see him.
It's Sunday night. Which Cubs on Tap member should we send down to AAA?
I mean, I'll volunteer if I get to like help the rest of the AAA group, and then I can come back. I don't want like a David Bodie stint though, where I'm just always down there helping the AAA unit.
Well, you guys are on here right now. Who are we sending down to AAA at Cubs on
Tap? It's got to be somebody that's not on the show. So Ron gets volunteered for everything. Dude, it has to be Juice.
There's Nick. There's Juice.
Oh, yeah, Nick, too. Yeah.
Hey, don't forget about Bobby, too.
Dude, he's putting in so much good work. I can't volunteer Bobby right now.
We can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Bobby's been doing good. Bobby down.
You know what? It's been a minute since Nick's been on the show, and I'm going to tell him right now. Nick, you're going to AAA until you get back on a show.
I like this.
There you go.
Fire up, Nick.
I like this.
Scott's
made a good point. Whoever has the lowest dinger, correct picks. Ooh. Which is like a tie right now between me, Ron, and I believe Nick.
Yeah, you guys fucking suck.
I know. Not doing good right now.
No, Ron not was on
doing a, like, good.
Ron was doing awful. And then all of a sudden, though, like I thought he was going to catch fire, man. You get that first one out of the way.
Yeah,
we all have sucked lately, though. We have not gotten a dinger pick.
Except for Juice. I mean, like, other than the games that, like, nobody hit home runs, when somebody hits a home run, it's usually Juice's pick.
Dude, he's got more than anyone probably that ever does this.
Yeah, probably.
To start the season.
We need to, like, figure out his stats and just, like, we'll just up. I don't know. We'll make, like, an Excel sheet that'll figure out, like, the stats or whatever. So we'll just punch him in for him. And then, yeah, we'll just always have it. Because that's what everybody's going to be looking at. It's just Juice's stats. What's his batting? What's his average for the season so far?
What's his dinger pick average?
Yeah. Was there something else over the week as far as like before the series? I feel like there was another move that happened. Garrett Cooper.
Yeah.
Garrett Cooper got traded to the Red Sox, right? For cash considerations. So,
yeah, the team they were facing. It's weird.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because I didn't think he was. I mean, I was a Cooper guy, but I guess. Once everybody got healthy, I feel like it was just going to be a battle between, like, who? Cooper and Wisdom? As far as
– it felt like that,
yeah. As far as that righty spot, it was going to be between Cooper and Wisdom?
It's weird, though, man. Like, I'm not saying that I don't like Wisdom. And, Scott, just please just don't type anything right now. Stay away from the comment section. I'm not saying I don't like Wisdom, but like, what was he doing that was that freaking impressive that made you go, oh, we got to cut or trade Garrett Cooper, when he's hitting like 270 and hitting well with runners in scoring position or whatever, like career wise, and he actually shows some positive, we have to get rid of him because we have to keep Patrick Wisdom, who's been tearing it up at Iowa, but then came up and wasn't doing that much. Like, and it's a weird position to be in because it's like, I don't know. I get it. He's very like positionless from a defensive standpoint, and like Wisdom can actually kind of move around the diamond a little bit more. But I don't know. I wish him success. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't expect it to be like a move that like kills the Cubs either. It was just a nice like supplementary piece. But yeah, I don't know. Joey, I don't know if you have any major thoughts there.
Joey, I've got to ask a follow-up to that. Do you expect Cooper to be a piece going forward long-term?
For the Sox?
What's the trade for the, like?
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be a piece moving forward for the Cubs, like long term with the Cubs. I don't expect that to be the case. Like even with the Sox too. Like the Sox are kind of going to use him, I feel like, as that guy that bridges the gap between like a struggling Bobby Dalbec, basically, because like Dalbec's been struggling big time, and or you know Tristan, what, how do you say his name? Tristan Cazaz or Cazaz, like those guys, like he's like kind of going to be that gap bridger, whatever you want to call him, and like nice supplement piece,
1 to 2 inning guy.
Yeah, kind of something. Well, I mean, for a hitter, I don't know what they call that, but yeah, basically, because you got to take him out, you know, as far as defense goes.
If you don't have a glove,
yeah. Well, that's where the DH, you know, I don't know. DH makes up for stuff like that, but it's hard when you need to get guys off their feet and get rest too. Like, I know the Cubs' whole plan was like, we want to use that DH spot, to me anyways. I feel like they wanted to use that spot as like whoever kind of needs a rest day and like whoever fits in that day best with the DH spot. And it makes sense.
On the day-to-day basis, though, the average Cubs fan, and I would say the average White Sox fan, doesn't understand how a manager fills out their lineup. And sometimes on Thursday, someone slots in to the lineup in the spot. I think you can appreciate that and understand where, hey, we're going to slot this guy in, whether it's 5, 4, 7. Doesn't matter. But in your perspective, I asked both you and Tyler to, you know, in your day-to-day lineup, where do you slot guys?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the games that matter, at least in my opinion. Doesn't matter Definitely. What happens on a random Saturday. What happens with this team in prime time? That's where you're at. But you guys with Cubs on Tap, this is what I love about On Tap Sportsnet. You know that Saturday game that no one else is watching, that's where this shit gets you to that game where you need to have that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you guys do. That's sports, man. That's the fucking crazy part about it.
Mm-hmm. It's useful. Like all those games that we don't think will matter. Like we understand that, you know, guys need off days and you need to get, I think the rule of thumb when I was a kid, I remember hearing was like always 4 at bats a week, right? Like even your worst player on the roster always needed 4 at bats a week. And that's why I don't look as critically as like what happens, you know, kind of like what you're saying, Tony, like, what happens on a day-to-day basis as far as like who's in the lineup and where they're hitting and all that. I mean, we can question it, of course, but like you said, it matters who, what the lineup is that you would make out in prime time and like in the playoffs or, you know, like most of the days, right? Like most of the days, the everyday lineup that you want to go to battle with. I want to point something out though that Scott said. The real reason Tony joined Cubs on Tap tonight, reliable internet. Well, first of all,
I've heard that your internet is not reliable at all.
It's not. You heard correctly. Tyler is back with us now because his internet.
And we're talking about reliable internet.
We are, Tyler.
Yes, it's never been like this on a show, or at least for me anyways. Like, usually my internet's not bad, and today it's just sucking.
Well, I made a laptop.
Maybe my internet needs to get healthy.
I think it did. We're going to put it on the 7-day IL, though, not the 15-day.
I guess.
Just the 7-day. We're gonna abbreviate it a little bit. But yeah, I mean, we're getting kind of close to the end here, boys. It's been almost an hour. This has been a lot of fun. Especially jabbing at a White Sox fan. I appreciate the courage that it took to get on this show while we're actually playing good baseball, and you guys are kind of like bottom dwellers. But you did take a series, so I mean, I understand that you were feeling pretty good tonight.
It takes some courage. It takes a win over Tampa Bay to get on with you guys, just to, you know, chop it up. But I do enjoy some baseball. I do enjoy baseball conversation, and I'm happy to hop on here and talk baseball with both of you.
Absolutely, man. Tyler, before we get out of here, any final thoughts about the Cubs Red Sox series, and even the we didn't really preview it, but they do have an upcoming series starting. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, it's
tomorrow.
Don't have any off days here.
Four games in New York against the Mets, I believe. What is it? Jameson Taillon tomorrow gets the ball against Luis Severino.
Yeah, should be a good matchup there.
Should be. I mean, I think if Taillon, if he continues to do what he's done so far, give us six innings, and the offense hopefully can show up early. I know, I get it. Not everybody that's normally in there is in there, but if Taillon can do his thing that he's done so far this year, and guys can jump on Severino early, which Severino's been pretty good so far this year. I think he has just a little over a 2 ERA. And hey, look, I know the Mets are the Mets. I know we all like to joke about the Mets and how they Mets things up. Ever since that slow start they had earlier this season, like just to kick things off, they've actually been a pretty good baseball team. So you can't overlook the Mets just because they're the Mets. If you know, you know. Mets fans know what I'm talking about. So yeah, Taillon needs to do his thing, and yeah, hopefully the bats show up. And I believe this week, Shota's throwing on Wednesday. I think you've got a side on, I believe, Tuesday, and then I think Ben Brown makes a start on Thursday. So, yeah, could be a really good opportunity to win a series, Joey.
Yeah, you just nailed that entire pitching matchup. I'm impressed. That's exactly the matchup that the Cubs are rolling out there, rotation-wise, for making the starts. We used to do Fly the W picks. We've gotten away from it just a little bit, but we are doing the Dinger picks. Tyler, you look like you're froze. You look like you froze up a little bit. I'm not sure.
You look like you froze to me.
Tony, can you confirm?
I can hashtag confirm that Tyler froze. But if we're going to talk about how he froze, that's how you would want to freeze on a stream.
The smile, too. Yeah. Yeah. He looks like he's in a good place.
He does. He looks like he's in a great place. I mean, I would want that as a profile picture.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Can we screenshot it? No, we can't now.
Oh, we lost it.
Damn it. Need to win Mets series. Hold on here. Stole it. Breezing. Need to win Mets series for momentum heading into Brewers series. I completely agree. Or at least look competitive against the Mets here. And maybe even a split would be fine. But heading to that Brewers series with some momentum. I mean, I want sweeps.
I think we're going to get Tyler coming back.
Tyler!
Oh, there he is.
Said, screw it. I'm on my phone now. So hopefully this works. Hell, I don't know.
You sound good. We sound like we can hear you. You did completely nail that, though. Right before you got everything. It sounded like you got everything in until you froze up. And then you froze up on probably the best way possible. Like when you went out, it was like, you just went on like a complete smile mode, and then Tony was like, how do I screenshot this and just like make a clip out of this, because our profile picture, I think you said, Tony, like, yeah, that would actually have been a good, don't do it again, it looked like you were gonna do it again.
I thought he was freezing
Before this happens again, because we are going to get out of here, Tyler, we have gotten away from this for a little bit now, and I think we just have our shows just kind of, you know, we just get so in depth with stuff, and by the time is there, and we got our time is expired, and we're just done. So I just thought of it. Fly the W picks. Who is your Fly the W pick for this upcoming series against the Mets? God damn it. Don't tell me it happened again. All right.
He looks like he froze.
Hey, Scott from Iowa. Who's your Fly the W pick?
There we go.
Oh, wait. There he is.
There he's back.
I'm going PCA. I think he got that home run out of the way. He got his first hit out of the way. He got a couple hits this series. I'm going PCA. I think he's about to get hot. I really do.
Yeah, and there's some people here in the comments. PCA after hitting that bomb. This is from Stolet Breezing. PCA after he hit that bomb, his confidence swelled, and he was able to relax. Now he thinks he belongs. Sometimes that's all it takes, man. You just ride that wave. If you get hot, you know, coming into the big leagues, and you get that momentum, you know, hit that first home run, get his first hit. I think you're right, Tyler. He kind of like started to feel himself a little bit. Maybe hopefully he can ride that into the Mets series, because that would be big for the Cubs. I'm going to go with, let's see here, pitching matchups. We got Severino. We got Manaea the first two games, so lefty in that second game. You know what? We need to see it. Give me Dansby Swanson. We need him to step up at the plate, and I think that last play that happened tonight on the game, the way that game ended, and it wasn't his fault. By the way, I got to call out Ian Happ for a second. No fucking chance that Ian Happ should have been playing way back at the Monster when Jaron Duran is on third base and there's no outs. Any ball that's hit halfway with that guy's speed, the guy is scoring. I don't care if it's Tyler O'Neill. I don't care if it's Rafael Devers. I don't care what kind of slugger it is. You should have not been playing back at the Green Monster. He should have been in a lot closer and should have made that catch. Just going to call that out right now. Sorry, Ian Happ, but that was just absolutely ridiculous. Dansby Swanson had no business out there in left field trying to make that catch. But anyways, neither here nor there. The way that game ended, I feel like Dansby will put a little bit of that on his shoulders, just the competitor that he is. Dansby Swanson's going to be my my Fly the W pick. Tony, I know you're not following this team as closely, but you know a little bit of the roster. I'm going to go ahead and let you have a stab at it. Who's the Cubs? Or you can just give like a, I don't know, a shithole player of the series or something, which we hope you're completely wrong about, but. But a Fly the W pick for the series.
As Ron Luce knows, Joey, and I thank you for giving me the floor here.
You guys, I don't know why I did, but yeah.
You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. Ron knows that when I watch the Cubs, bad things happen.
Yeah, don't watch.
Oh, I've learned like firsthand.
Yeah, when you were in that stream, right? Yep. Nick was saying it too. Just stop watching.
It's incredible, guys, that I have this ability to like make things melt in front of me. It doesn't matter if it's someone I'm rooting for or a team that I'm rooting for or a golfer that's on like the 18th hole that's going to fuck something up or an opponent that I don't want to win. Bad things happen when I tune in. So, like, I can just demolish anything when I'm watching it.
The suspense is killing me, and you're actually stressing me the hell out. So, who is your pick, Tony?
I don't have a pick. Okay, good. I just might watch the Red Sox play the Cubs tomorrow.
There you go. All right. That's fair enough. So, with that said, we are Cubs on tap. I am probably not going to do the pleasantries as well as...
You guys are probably like, oh man, that's terrible for me. But that's my reality.
No,
it all melts down.
Stop watching. Yeah, just don't watch.
And that's why Ron and Tyler, you were on there. Ron was visibly pissed off at me, just
even tuning into that game.
Well, no, because every time you did tune in, at least into the comments, because I was just in the comments of that show, every time you'd say something in the comments, something bad would happen. So it felt like every time you commented, you had just started watching and something bad happened. I don't know if that was actually in line or you were watching the whole thing.
Joey, I've got to let you know that there were times where Jack Bushman on the Golf on Tap show would put money on Sahith. And I would say, wow, what a nice hole for Sahith. And then the next hole would go terribly wrong. He's like, just stop watching.
Yeah, I kind of agree with them. Because do you know the whole Scotty Scheffler? We have been betting against him for a while now. Not against him, but we've been betting other golfers to make more money because they have better odds for us to win more money. So I would also appreciate it if you just stopped watching golf, too. I don't know. I think if that's the case,
they want me to stop watching everything that I enjoy.
Well, I mean, like, if everything you watch melts in front of you, do you actually enjoy it?
Yeah.
Good point.
It's
sort of like, I don't know, maybe there's other things out there besides sports, I guess you could. I don't know.
Are there?
Start a book club or something.
Exactly. Yeah, book club. You know? What else is out there?
I don't know what else is out. You could pick up, like, start a dog farm. Just do that. Dogs make people happy. Just like, you know, there's other things out there. Like, I would, yeah, do a dog farm. Just do it. There you go.
That'll full make circle.
Better. Yeah.
Full circle. We were talking about Old Yeller earlier. And before this show, we were talking about Scoop and the Poop.
Not full circle.
Now Tony's doing a dog farm instead of watching the sports that he loves to destroy single-handedly.
Guys, I really appreciate your hospitality tonight. It was awesome hopping on Cubs on Tap with you. Appreciate everything you guys do for OnTap Sportsnet, the brand, everything you guys do for Cubs fans. I appreciate every little bit of it. Before we hop off here, just had to let that out for you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We appreciate you getting on here, even though it was a obvious Sunday fun day fiasco here on Cubs on Tap. Tyler, as always, appreciate you too, my friend. This is always a lot of fun. Little bit of a mix up. We got to throw some ideas there at Tony and get some Sox thoughts, Sox fan perspective, and talk about a series loss, which always sucks, to the Boston Red Sox, who, when they dropped this finale 5-4 on Sunday, when you're listening to this tomorrow on Monday, or today, if you're listening to this, it was yesterday on Sunday Night Baseball last night, but neither here nor there. You know we are Cubs on Tap. You can follow us on X at Cubbies on Tap. You can follow Tyler at TeddyFreddy270. You can follow Tony Marchese at Tony on Tap. You can follow me at Joey Knows Nothing. Follow everybody else at Juice on Tap, at Loose on Tap, at Nick_on tap, I believe. Hopefully. And then I believe it's at Silent Bob on Twitter too. And I could be completely messing up those handles, but neither here nor there. Bobby Foster, obviously doing a lot of the writing, a lot of great work there. Tyler, I think you had an article today too. And of course, Ron knocking out of the park as always. Tony is always on Sox on Tap. So if you know some Sox fans that are, you know, being miserable this year, as Ron likes to always say, you can go ahead and check them out right here at On Tap Sportsnet. So go ahead and subscribe. You guys do great work, man. Like I said, it's definitely tough to watch this team play the way that they are, especially someone who's a fan of the team, to continue to cover it the way that you guys do. So all respect there, and definitely due respect. So Sox on Tap, Bears on Tap, Cubs, or the Bears just drafted Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. We're fired up as Bears fans. The Bulls guys obviously putting in a lot of work. The bets, you could check that out as well with me and Jack Bushman doing the golf shows with, of course, Ross as well. They're doing a lot of writing content for golf, so go ahead and check that out as well. Hopefully we'll have another one coming out this week. But with that said, we are Cubs on Tap. Tyler, Tony, I don't know if Tony knows this, but Tyler, what do you say we get on out of here the only way we know how to do every single time?
Real quick, hats off to Cubs legend Anthony Rizzo on his 300th home run. Helped put a big 30 spot on the Brewers these past 2 days. So normally I would say one thing, but tonight I'm saying fuck the Brewers. But you know what? Screw it. I'm going to say fuck the Cardinals too. And Tony, is there anybody out there you want to drop it on?
You shouldn't give me the mic right now.
Okay. Let's go, Cubs.
Oh, let's go, Cubbies.